And I don't know how many attended IAW where this presentation was given. So I'm in an effort to not duplicate that, I'll just kind of briefly go through it. But in a nutshell, what I've been working on is the BBS Plus signature is a signature that allows you to do zero knowledge proofs. And it's very small and fast. So let me find, where did I put that? But anyway, there's a lot of work going around that, and it's already in URSA. A recent update to it was just merged. I don't know if I have that still open. It doesn't look like I do. But if you want access to the raw code, then it's right here, and you feel free to use it. And there's a lot of work going into it, but it is a lot faster and smaller, basically better in every way than the old AnonCreds 1. And some of the things that we did recently with it was under the old scheme of AnonCreds 1, you had to define everything up front about what you wanted and generate the keys then. And with BBS Plus, we kind of took a different approach in that you can define the keys partially up front, and then depending on the type of data that you want to sign, you can derive the rest of the key at that time. And so it's not tied to any ledger or any system. You can have the same kind of public keys and private keys sign different types of credentials instead of being tied to just one. So this is a copy of the slides by Matter that they gave at IAW, and how zero knowledge proofs are with BBS Plus and how that all works. So I'm gonna just kind of skip over what is a zero knowledge proof. Unless someone in this group wants what those are, doesn't know, feel free to stop me. Otherwise, I'm just going to kind of skip over that. So one of the problems they couldn't do with JSON-LD and kind of leaked data proofs before was they couldn't do selective disclosure and essentially do zero knowledge proofs very easily at all. So a lot of people were thinking, it's just not possible. Zero knowledge proofs are just too complicated. And so we wanted a simpler way to do this so that the APIs are incredibly easy to use. And if they're just as fast as regular cryptographic signatures, or almost as fast, then there's, it'll be a lot easier to do. So yeah, zero knowledge proofs do have some drawbacks. The cryptography isn't as well understood, and there are different types of dependencies. However, they're not as bad as you would think they are. So when we designed this, and the goal of pushing this new BBS Plus method forward is we wanted it to be super performant, and I can get into numbers here later, and I'll show you. But we wanted to make sure anybody could use it and that it wasn't going to be super consuming in space or memory or anything like that. And then we wanted to integrate it into existing standards. So if you don't know what BBS Plus signature is, it's a signature that's based on pairing-based cryptography, which is a special type of elliptic curves. And the one curve that we're using is the BLS12381 curve that was pioneered by Zcash. And so how it works is when we have implemented it, it's essentially a drop-in replacement for CL signatures, and you can see it's very, very fast. And I can show you that, and those numbers are kind of based on my machine. So if you have a faster machine, these numbers go up. And this was before I did an update to it that made it a lot faster. So key generation is now about 500 microseconds, and take about a third to half of the time off on these now. It's substantially faster since we pushed an update. The average speed up is about 3 times faster, and in some cases, it's 100 times faster with our latest update. So that begins to look very acceptable compared to how regular crypto works. We are working on an IETF draft. This is where I'm with it so far. And so we are going to push this through IETF. And you can see that when I benchmark this versus regular elliptic curve signatures, which take 37 to 79 microseconds to sign and verify, BBS Plus can do it in 600, that's supposed to be microseconds, not milliseconds. So that's quite fast. And to sign 100 messages is only 24 milliseconds. That's really fast. So anyway, that's what, and this is with, the IETF is with the new numbers, is with the new improvements, and this one is with the old. But even still looking at this, you can tell this is pretty acceptable. If I want to generate a zero knowledge proof in 10 milliseconds, that's pretty acceptable, and verify is about the same amount of time. So, and the size wise, it's not much bigger than a regular elliptic curve keys. So in our case, we managed to, remember how I said you could partially delay generating the entire key until you absolutely needed to sign something? So the only part you need to generate and store is only 96 bytes. And then the signature itself is only 112 bytes. And then if you look at a regular ECDSA and EDDSA, they're about 32 bytes for a public key and 64 bytes for a signature. So this is about 2 to 3 times bigger, and that's not that bad for the ability to do zero knowledge proofs. Okay. So what we did initially was we wrote it all in Rust, which is in URSA, which I was showing you here. This is the code. It is a standalone crate in Rust. So if you are a Rust programmer and you want to use it, this is the crate itself that was published, three days ago with that latest update. It has everything in it. It has been reviewed by cryptographers. So it's got a lot of security guarantees, and we haven't done a formal audit with it yet. We would like to, but I'll link. Yeah, let me give you the link to the deck. Okay, there you go. So we tried to make the APIs as simple as possible, in the sense that what the APIs that you're used to with standard cryptography, we made it look as close to that as possible, so it didn't look much different. In fact, we've even made it a little more streamlined than when this presentation was given. But this code is now open source, so anybody can use it. And here it is. Let me paste this link in the chat. So this is Node.js wrapping the Rust code, and it runs quite fast. So I've got it on my box. So if I want to test you can run it and test everything and see how it does. And you can see, wow, that's going really fast. But I've got a bunch of other stuff running on my box too. So this is just to do all the BBS Plus stuff. So if you, and you, I believe Matter has made it so you can just NPM install this package and it will go to work. And then your Node.js is good to go. Now, in terms of how it works with linked data signatures, Matter has also done some work, and this is getting formalized, to use the BBS Plus signature in linked data proofs with JSON-LD. And how this works is you describe what you want to sign, and this scheme will allow you to generate the rest of the key on the fly, on demand, without a schema anywhere else, and just that, like I said, that initial part of the key. And then you can generate your signatures or your proofs with it. So here's an example of how I would sign it. So it says, I need you to sign all of these. And then when it's done, it just gives you this signature And then it's actually a little smaller than that now. And then if you want to do a zero knowledge proof, you say, these are the statements I'd like to reveal. And then you send it on. And this can be on the fly and everything else is hidden. And we've actually simplified it so that these are not even sent to the verifier, just the prover, but the verifier will still learn which statements were revealed. So it just simplifies how things look. But you can see that this could be applied in Indy, or you can use Indy's schemas as they currently stand. It doesn't matter. This is a much more flexible system in how it works. So if you want to play around with JSON-LD and linked data proofs, there's already a library for that here. Some more work for those of you that are interested in, well,
hey Mike,
yeah, go ahead.
Quick question. I know when this was first presented at IAW, there was a couple of things that were in progress. Linked secret handling and required reveal, does this library include those, or is that still to come?
I'm not as involved with that, so I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Is it possible to move one of these repositories over to Hyperledger to make sure we have the CLA covered? It looks like you already are under Apache 2. We just want to make sure we don't have a leak on contributor licensing agreements.
I don't have a problem with that, and I don't think Matter would either. They open sourced it, so I'm sure they would be more than happy to move it there if we wanted to. So this is just doing the BBS plus though, and that's fine. The other thing is I have been working on, you might think, well, I don't use Node and I don't use Rust. So that's a pain in the butt. How do I take advantage of this? So, and I want to use it in the browser. So I've been working on it for WASM and I'm just about done. So I have a separate project called WASM BBS plus signatures, and that compiles it to a 290 kilobyte WASM. And that's more, and then the performance in the browser is quite acceptable. It's about 7 times slower than Node, but you know, that's what you get when you run the browser. So I've got the WASM done. And then if that doesn't suit you, then I'm also working on the FFI so that you could call it from any other language like C# or Java. I'm just about done with that too. And here's all of the C functions. This just exposes over a C callable API. So anything, any language that you want that can wrap a C callable API can now take advantage of the same system in BBS plus that we just did. That's for the large part, the work that I've been doing with that. Is there any questions before I kind of give a general URSA update? And I'll just do a pitch out to BCGov, where they did a Python wrapper of this too. So it's beginning to go all over. And then as soon as I'm done with FFI and WASM, I'm actually have a paying customer, because I am an independent contractor. I have a paying customer that wants me to implement this in Go. And so I'm more than happy to do that. So there will be a Go implementation as well.
When you say Go implementation, is that a wrapper or is that going to be a full?
It'll be native Go.
Okay.
I would love to wrap the Rust, but a lot of the Go people hate that. And so it will be native Go.
What's their objection to that?
You lose a lot of the language functionality because you have a dependency that it's external. There's a bunch of automatic capabilities in Go that disappear that make your life as a developer a lot harder. That's a high level.
In particular, how the coroutines work in Go require a bunch of type traits that are not easy to build or wrap around a C callable library. And the compiler for Go doesn't have a really good way of automatically generating those sorts of locks. So it does it in a naive way, similar to kind of the criticisms you'd see off the global interpreter lock in Python.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. On the Mac side, we've in wrapping a Rust library, we end up with Objective-C as the way to do that. And a lot of our developers like all the flexibility they have using Swift. And so then we have to then create what amounts to a second wrapper in Swift so that they can get the, you know, Swift flexibility they like, rather than just referencing out to Objective-C. So it sounds like it's kind of the same thing.
It's similar. I mean, could the Swift developers just use the FFI wrapper?
Probably.
That's just the C library of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just about finished with WASM. So you get it in the browser or you get it in React Native, because I know React Native can use WASM. You get it in Node, you get it in Python. And once they have the FFI wrapper, someone could implement a C# and a Java one, or a C or Swift, right? So this is... my goal is to try and make this signature as widely available as possible. I don't know where I'll put the Go library. Aries is one place I could put it. So anyway, it'll be native Go. The other objection is they changed the compiler directly, which is why you lose a lot of those benefits, because you have to use the C Go compiler versus the native Go compiler. So the only downside to that is I believe it will be significantly slower, like I don't know by what factor, than the Rust code. And you will also not have the same security guarantees, so your threat model will look very different. But as I've talked to them, most Go developers don't care, so they just want it to work. So fine. So as far as that's it for all the BBS Plus, but there's actually a lot of work going on with BBS Plus in URSA. And as far as a general URSA update, the next thing is kind of the Anoncreds 2.0 stuff that we're working on. Brent Zundel from Evernim and I and Andrew Whitehead are kind of meeting and pushing some of that forward to make it better and more optimized than it was before, to make it work in conjunction with BBS Plus signatures. So, but the as far as URSA goes, that's kind of the big updates that we're doing right now, is with the BBS Plus and then Bulletproofs and Snarks. So right now the revocation is done with Bulletproofs, and it's proving to be a little slow. So one optimization is we're going to refactor the Bulletproof code to use the same significantly faster underlying crypto library as BBS Plus. And with that, we should be able to implement Snarks in a very fast and efficient way. And the benefit to that is the proofs will be smaller than they are with Bulletproofs, and they will be faster to generate, which will be fantastic.
What's the faster dependency, Mike?
The faster dependency is called Pairing Plus. So right now, URSA has been using Apache Milagro, and Milagro's open source version that is Apache 2 licensed is no longer being actively developed or maintained. And so we've been kind of looking for an alternative. And so one of the downsides of switching off of it is Milagro supports a huge number of curves, and you just change the compiler flag and you get the new curve and you're off to the races. But given that we're just using a single curve right now and we're not planning to switch or implement more than one curve at the moment, I've looked around, and this was the fastest library I could find. And this is written by Jack Grigg and Sean Bo from Zcash. Riyad Wabi is Dan Bonet's graduate student. And well, he's graduated now, but he's pushing a lot of the new hash to curve standards. And this library has all of that in there. And that feature alone is running 100 times faster than Milagro's version. Then Zenefi Zhang is from Algorand. So there's a lot of support around this library, and it's being actively developed. It was just updated a month ago. So just by switching to this library versus Milagro is where we got a lot of that benefit and speed up. So we will do the same thing in URSA with the bullet, with the predicate proofs to speed it up. And then by switching to this, you also have the ability to use what's called the Bellman library. So, which is also being maintained by Zcash. So, and then we will be able to have ZK snarks. So in combination of all that, we should be able to get much, much faster predicate proofs and for especially around revocation. So that's the roadmap with URSA that we've been looking at. The other thing we've also been looking at is a thresholdable credential issuance with a new type of signature. I won't go too into the details of that, but after we get revocation, that's kind of one of the next steps is threshold issuance and then threshold verification. So I will stop sharing my screen and take any questions you might have.
So I have kind of a general question. And this is kind of related to the way Rust works and we pull in all these packages. From a security perspective, is there a threat analysis being done on pulling in all, I mean, you mentioned for Pairing Plus here that you know or are familiar with the authors and their respective work, which is great. But for somebody pulling in this library, has there been any kind of a security analysis done or?
Not formally, but I mean, we whenever a new dependency is added, we do, I mean, the URSA maintainers thoroughly vet what that dependency is and who's doing it to check for, you know, are they potential backdoors? Are they bad developers? Do they, you know, not have good security practices, those kinds of things.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you. That was an excellent presentation. I missed your presentation at IAW, so I was excited to get a second chance at hearing that. Thank you very much for joining us today, Mike. Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions for Mike while he's here with us?
I'm just happy to see some old friends. Since I'm no longer at Sovereign.
Yeah, it's good that we've got these calls that we can all keep in touch, and I'm glad you're still working in this area. This is good stuff. I'm glad we have you doing that. And I think Stephen mentioned earlier on the work that you were doing with Node.bbs and such, or maybe it was Nathan, asked if you could move that over to the Ares repo. Is that, you think that's a possibility?
Oh, the Airy stuff, you mean?
Yeah, that's, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I could probably move it to some stuff to Aries. Yeah, I actually have been working on the Aries credex so that, you know, because when you go to sign something, it has to be encoded such that the cryptography works. And so I've done work in the Aries credex framework. I just need to have a link to it so that you can see it. But if you need to encode integers, decimals, and be able to do range proofs and that kind of stuff with it, I've already written the code that will do that, at least the encoding part of it. And it will do it either to RSA based or elliptic curve based.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you everyone for joining this morning. I think it's been a good discussion and I've enjoyed this presentation very much. We have a little bit of time left, but I think I'm gonna let you have that back in your day. I would like to remind you of the All Stewards call coming up in about 7-8 minutes. If you could dial in for that, we'll be talking about the new Stewards Council and what that means for everyone. So thank you all for joining today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.